Recording. All right, folks.
Back on track.
Get moving here. We're on, number 10, Board may review, discuss, and take action on email received regarding Michelle Johnson, DVM, and J.C. Long, DVM, alleging they are allowing staff to extract teeth and perform oral surgery. Dr. Wright, you are the lead on this one.
Yeah, so, this is basically, do we open a case or not, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I would make a motion to open a case.
Second.
Investigating, now you have two separate cases?
Yes, please.
Yeah, two separate cases, one for Michelle Johnson, DVM, and one for J.C. Long, DVM, to investigate if staff is performing teeth extractions and oral surgery at the facilities.
Second.
Motion and a second to open two cases. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Board may review, discuss, and take action on case C-2311, Gwen Schamberger, unlicensed practitioner. Let's see. Oh, yeah, this was the one where she was the handyman.
Right, yeah.
Handyman.
She was doing some painting, but she's apparently.
And how dare you accuse my friend of that?
Apparently, yeah, she's a specialist, but she's just, yeah, painting and doing some.
Even though she's a board-certified dental specialist.
Yeah, exactly.
This doesn't smell right.
A little suspicious.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I mean, there's not really.
We don't have any other.
They did take her off their website, and so.
It says coming soon.
Coming soon.
So allegedly, we'll find out if she applies for a license, but so far she doesn't have one here. And so as long as, I guess, she's only running errands and painting, then.
Maybe just keep an eye on the website to see if that status changes, and when it does, that there's.
Anyway, we could ask for records.
I volunteer in solving that.
If she's doing it, there's a record.
Thank you.
And if she's not, somebody else is falsifying that record that she's doing it. Either way, it's a problem.
Good question. So when Tracy had the pleasure of speaking to Dr. Wingo, he offered and actually insisted, I believe, that she come down and check all his records and financial records so that they could prove that Dr. Schamberger was not working. So I'm going to guess that he would not make that kind invitation unless it was true.
How kind was it?
Yeah, so that was my question.
You're so diplomatic.
Was it, you can be upset, but was it respectful upset, or was this like problematic upset? Because I'm getting the impression it's problematic upset, and I don't know if that's going to be an ethical violation that I want to investigate and talk to him about.
We have spoken to him before, and it was his typical way of speaking.
Is this something I need to address?
So, I don't think so.
Yeah, why don't you go there, Katie?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I would not.
You're going to go in there and.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you both.
But okay, yeah, so I just want to make sure we're protecting you guys, because I'm not letting anybody abuse you guys either.
Okay, so just keep an eye on the website.
Do you want to make a motion to close, or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just make a motion to close, and then we can
reopen.
We can always look again in a few months or something or just.
That's good.
Or, you monitor it and see.
So I just make a motion to close C-2311 and direct staff to periodically monitor to see if anything else weird is happening.
Second.
Motion and a second to close case. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Board may review, discuss, and take action on rescinding January 18, 2023 motion to open investigations against Mission Veterinary Partners and owner of Fountain Hills Animal Hospital, Bark Avenue Animal Hospital, Nose Ark Animal Hospital, Applewood Animal Hospital, and Higley Groves Animal Hospital.
So would anyone like to seek legal advice?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll make a motion to go into executive session to seek legal advice.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second to go into executive session. All those in favor, say
aye.
Aye. Opposed?